All right, welcome everyone to Commissioner's Court today. If we could have someone, if you would, open our time together with the invocation. Who would offer this before the Lord today? And don't everybody move at once here. Billy? Thank you. Let's all rise together. Thank you. If we say our pledges to the American flag and then to the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right. Thank you all. We would let the record reflect that all the commissioners in the court are present. Do I have a motion to approve today's commissioner's court agenda?
Move. Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. Proclamations and resolutions. Presentation of Employee of the Month, Taylor Nichols. Good morning. How are you? Is your microphone on?
There we go. Good morning.
There you go.
My name is Taylor Nichols. I'm the Recognition Coordinator for the Employees Committee. Today we'll be presenting November 2019 Employee of the Month. If I can have Montgomery County Constable Precinct 4, Lieutenant Slack, and Constable Hayden come forward. They're going to be presenting the award today.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming today.
For Constable Rowdy Hayden, Deputy D'Artes started with our office 1 year ago. Since then, he's made a big impact on residents of East Montgomery County and Montgomery County. Deputy D'Artes comes from the fire service, but as many do, wanted to come over to the police side so he could be his own hero. He currently patrols our contract neighborhood of Riverwalk and has become a favorite among the residents. So his nomination of Employee of the Month comes from his diligent efforts during the high water rescue missions of Imelda. Deputy D'Artes lives close to Alvin, over an hour away from our area. Mm. On the morning of September 19th at 6:11 a.m., our swift water rescue team was called into action. Deputy D'Artes started his journey north through the storm to East Montgomery County. The roads were already flooding between here and there, but he arrived and went straight to work. After hours and hours of work in the floodwaters, the rescue slowed down, and we were able to begin to release deputies to return to home. However, Deputy D'Artes, along with several others, could not make it. The floodwaters, though falling, still flooded multiple paths he needed to take. Deputy D'Artes slept in his vehicle all night, all the while still listening to his radio. When a call went out in the neighborhood he was assigned to, he took care of it, knowing that everyone else was still on the street dealing with the floodwaters and the victims, traffic issues, along with other calls for service. Constable Hayden would like to recognize Deputy D'Artes for his service to not only his contract neighborhood, but also the flood victims of Tropical Storm Imelda and the residents of Montgomery County. Thank you, Tyler, for your efforts.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Great. Gentlemen, appreciate that. All right, as we move forward, consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move.
Second. All in favor? All in favor?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Approved. Consider and approve the correction to the court minutes of August 13th. Do I have a motion to approve these corrections?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right, as we look to our consent agenda, do we have any modifications that we need to make to the consent agenda?
Judge, on page 3, I'd like to move 9B6 to open.
Okay.
I've got a correction on page 8. L2A should read subdivision section 4 instead of section 3. What did you move, Commissioner Nowak?
The salary schedule.
Oh, got it.
B6.
Okay, say the Commissioner, on L2.
On page 8, the top of the page, 2A.
Yes, sir.
Should read section 4 instead of section 3.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
Good catch.
All right, are there any other changes? All right, then do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move right to our open agenda today. All right. B6.
Yes.
I'm sorry. 9B6 in our open. Commissioner Nowak.
Amanda, you have asked us to consider and approve this. However, it was not loaded in the backup. And last time we approved this, how many errors were in it?
The salary schedule that I'm asking you guys to approve today is the salary schedule that you guys have approved in the past with any clerical errors fixed, along with any PCRs that we have received from now until that are from effective in the past till November 2nd.
How many errors were in it last time?
There were quite a few clerical errors, sir.
Over 200, safe to say?
Yes.
Okay, before I approve it, I'd like to have the time to review it, and the first time I've seen it was this morning when I sat down at 9:21. So I'm going to ask that we defer this until the next court so that all of us have the time to go through it, check our individual reports if we want to do so, and any other departments can do the same.
Commissioner, if you do that, there were some PCRs that we put in the salary schedule, transfers, things like that, that normally you would approve the PCR on. We did those transfers in the salary schedule. So if you were not to make a vote on the item today and wanted to bring it back, just to let people know that those transfers would not be effective until we brought the salary schedule back next time.
Well, maybe you can pull those PCRs and bring them to us separately in a few minutes. Or have
how many PCRs
do
does that affect?
Quite a few, Commissioner. The district, honestly, the reason we didn't just do a salary update, a salary schedule, because of the errors. The district attorney's office and the sheriff's office had a lot of PCRs, and I mean probably over 150 PCRs that were not due with any corrections, just based on updates that are reflective in the salary schedule.
Can we do it subject to, let's say we do it and we approve it today, subject to coming back and look and making amendments to it in our next commissioner's court? Is that possible, Amy?
Yes, you can always amend the salary schedule.
My concern is that we hold up people's
Is we approve another incorrect salary schedule because we don't have time to review it. And when was this completed?
So we have been working on it. We made final final completions to the schedule this weekend and did post it as soon as we could.
And you feel confident that this is the final one?
Yes. So we did do it a little bit differently on this particular schedule. Just the salary schedule is very time consuming. It is a very manual process. Currently, the system doesn't give us a lot of information that you guys like to see on the salary schedule. And so we have to honestly formulate the salary schedule to match what is actually put in the system. So things like certification pay, longevity pay, specialty pay, those things aren't actually separated or generated from the system. We actually have to manually calculate those. And so it is a time-consuming process, and with the 1.9% raise, that is where we saw a lot of the where the employee salary was correct, but the budgeted salary was maybe incorrect at that point. So most of the salary schedule issues that we did see were related to clerical errors and not math errors.
Did you send any department that was affected or that needed to have there a change made, did you send a report to the department so they could look at that and review it before court today and advise you of any corrections?
So the sheriff's office did assist us in preparation of the salary schedule.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, did you send a report to each individual department that was affected, giving them the opportunity to say, yes, this is correct or not? Because I know I didn't get one.
You did not.
Okay. I move we defer this.
I don't.
If we defer this, would there be anything that you would do different than bring this same one back next time?
No.
Next week?
No. That's part of the reason that we spent the time working on it, you know, diligently this weekend, was that we really did feel like, instead of bringing you guys back an improper, incorrect salary schedule, that we wanted to make sure all of the T's were crossed, all the I's were dotted. I do believe that the salary schedule reflects those.
We have a, just so you know, next Friday, we have another meeting that has to do with obtaining the clerk's office, canvassing the returns and declaring the results of the November election, which is going to be next Friday at 8 o'clock. If we did that, if we deferred this until then, does that this Friday, if we did that, does that impact, can the change be made, and is that enough notice, attorneys? Or can we look it over and bring it on Friday?
You confident that there's not going to be any changes?
Right,
between
there's
now
not going to be
next
any
Tuesday
changes.
Or next Friday or?
Yes.
Or next month?
I'm not confident next month because we get PCRs every single day.
I understand that.
Am I effective that salary schedule covers everything that is for 11-2? Yes.
So every department will now, you'll get this posted. They can check to see. And I want you to bring back any changes to this court and tell us what they were and why they were made then, if there's anything that is incorrect in this report.
Anything that is incorrect to the salary schedule, you will see a PCR on the next court that would reflect an incorrect.
And I'm still not voting for it. And in the future, I think we all need to have the opportunity to review this, as do every department. You're affecting people's salaries here, and everybody needs to have the opportunity to look at that, make sure that they agree with it, and then you bring it to court and have it approved.
I do believe every single department has had the opportunity to look at the salary for the individual employee. Now, regarding the budgeted salary, potentially no, but I believe every single department has had the opportunity to look and see what the employee salary is, including you, Commissioner. Because your employee salaries didn't change from this past schedule to this schedule. The position salaries may have changed, but not your employee salaries.
The budgeted salaries were incorrect on several levels.
That's what I'm talking about, but that doesn't affect the employee.
Okay. It affects the budget.
I hear you, but instead of impacting numerous employees, I just soon go ahead and approve it today.
And if we have any errors, we make them.
We can adjust those address those at a later time.
That's fine with me.
And I'd make a motion. We accept it.
I'll second.
Is that a motion, Commissioner?
That's a motion.
Second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. One. Thank you, commissioners.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's move on. Consider, discuss, and approve resolution casting Montgomery County's votes for the 2020-21 term for the Board of Directors of Montgomery County Appraisal District. I move that our vote goes to Peggy Hausman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Consider, discuss, and approve the 5 board members from the submitted list of nominees of the Montgomery County Ethics Commission. If you notice on this list, the 1, 2, 3, the first 4 they have sent to us, so we accept those. But there's a question about there's a choice between the bottom 2. And in my opinion, I would nominate Janet Spielvogel from the Montgomery County Bar Association.
When do we present our nominees for
ours are appointments.
When do we do that?
They were just done on consent.
It's on the consent, and you appointed somebody, and we accepted it.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
The way the law reads is that...
Is it under county judge section? I didn't see it.
Yes.
It's on the top of page 4, Commissioner.
I think you had Nancy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I missed it.
Yeah, since it was an appointment, we accepted the appointment.
I was busy going over the salary schedule, and I missed that.
No. We appreciate that.
If only. If only we could do that.
I'm recommend Janet Spielvogel. Do we have a motion to that effect?
Yes, I move.
Is there a second?
For second that motion.
Did you move? No, I moved. I apologize. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Budgets. Go ahead, Amanda.
All right. Good morning, Judge. We do have, commissioners, we have a list of the carryovers. Just to give the commissioners an idea of kind of the carryover process.
Amanda, can you hold on real quick? Can somebody turn on this monitor up here so we can see this?
Thank you, Commissioner.
And what I'm presenting was backup material that was loaded in the agenda.
Yep.
All right. Did everybody see that?
Yep.
Proceed.
So part of the carryover process is there's three different levels of carryovers. There's carryovers related to purchase orders and requisitions, which the auditor's office brings. There's carryovers that have been previously approved by court action, which I will bring those at the next court. And then there are these carryovers, which are departmental carryovers that the department has requested that they have unspent funds in 19 with a legitimate purpose to spend those funds in FY 2020. We did have eight departments that have reached out to us regarding wanting to carry over their funds. And so I'm just going to go through those really quick with you guys and then ask you to take some action. The county judge's office requested $1,000 related to the cost of excess printing in their department. They did lower their budget in 2020 and anticipate, you know, potentially having a use for a few more funds. The purchasing department, they are a big player in the Infor process and the new ERP. They're asking to carry over some money for some overtime and potential shredding for professional services related to going from a paper process to an electronic process. This request would give them about 100 hours of overtime, plus a small amount for any shredding that they might need as well. All three of the county court at laws requested their part of their carryover for office furniture and other equipment needs that they might need.
Amanda, on CCL1, is that really $2,288 for one chair?
So that's their carryover request. I have a column that I'm going to go through here in a little bit that shows what the budget office actually recommended. We did reach out to that CCL, asked them if they could provide any quotes. They couldn't. What they really asked for was all of their carryover. So anything that they had left in 19 is the request. So maybe it wasn't that the chair was $2,288, but their request was to move all of their carryover from 19 to 20. Their total carryover was $2,288.
Well, what do they want it for other than a chair?
That's all they told me was a chair.
Then give them enough to buy a chair.
Which is what I did.
Thank you.
CCL3, they're asking again for the furniture and build out. They will have a build out on a future commissioner's court date because they will have to ask you guys for permission to get in line with building maintenance. CCL5, they asked very broad on theirs, asked for additional equipment. Don't know exactly what the equipment was, but and then Constable 4 asked for their carryover request to be funded for radios. Previously, the sheriff's office was funding those radio purchases. They got notice from the sheriff's office that the sheriff's office was no longer going to buy radios. So they asked to carry over their money from 19 to 20 so that they could get new radios for
Haven't these radios already been purchased and they're actually in storage waiting to be programmed?
So I have heard mixed things from the radio. I've heard that the sheriff's office did have radios that they were planning on replacing people's radios with. Mm-hmm. And these were actually new. Between the difference between this one and the other one is the constable's offices were actually new radios. I guess maybe a newer model or something.
Do we have the constable here to answer the question?
Or the sheriff, either one, but I believe there are a lot of radios waiting to be programmed that they purchased.
I think Rowdy's going to come up. Oh, there's Sheriff right there. I didn't see him. I'm sorry. Sheriff Henderson. Thank you, sir.
You bet. The radios that we have in storage that you're referring to are replacement radios. So all the radios will be a one-for-one swap, bringing an old radio back in that's going to be used as a credit with Motorola. So any new positions that have been granted by the court would require a new radio purchase to be affiliated with that.
Okay, so how? I guess you'll have to figure out how many of those are new radios versus replacement radios, and it. Do you know that?
Constable, if you come up to the mic, if you would.
So the last three positions that we got in the budget last year, we didn't include radios for that because we had always gotten them from the sheriff. And instead of coming back to you asking you for funds for those, we had some funds in our carryover that we could have used to buy those. So
how many radios do you need now,
Dad? I need three for new positions now. And
aren't they like $1,500, something like that? $800?
No.
How much are they?
$15,000
for 15,000 for?
Yeah.
The quote that Rowdy got was $17,000
for three
radio.
Yeah.
Per each
radio.
One?
No, that's for three.
Let me look.
Okay.
About $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, that's a serious radio.
They're expensive. We were prepared to come back to the court and say, hey, during the budget when we included the funds and equipment for those positions, we left out radios because we always got those from the sheriff, but we weren't aware we needed to purchase those. So instead of coming back to the court, we were going to use the funds we already had.
And you've got money there to carry over and do that with.
Yeah. Do you?
Good.
So does every agency have to go through the sheriff's department to get a radio? Like anybody that needs a radio, be it a constable or fire marshal or OEM, they work through the sheriff's department?
I can't speak for other departments, but we go through their radio shop, and they do the programming, and we work real well together with
them. The sheriff just said these were replacement radios. Are they replacement radios for everybody? Constables, too? Okay.
Yes. And those are for our existing radios that we already have.
Right.
But not the three new ones?
Not the three new ones.
Did we know that during the budget time that the sheriff wasn't going to be covering this?
I don't think it came up. Anyway, he's got the money to do it with.
Well, but I think there's a discussion on if the money, if they need it or not. You think you built that in?
I need to check with Tanya and see what exactly she requested for him.
I mean, how about this? Y'all figure it out, and we can always, if you need
we come back to that.
We can bring it back.
We are bringing probably another list of carryovers next commissioner's court, because after this item, I had a few more departments hit me up. So if you guys, I'll bring Rowdy's back on November 19th.
Perfect. Rowdy, when you need a new computer for a deputy, does the sheriff outfit that for your guys, or does IT do it?
IT.
So the only thing that you need to go to the sheriff for is a radio?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank
you. All right.
Okay. Animal
Continue.
Animal shelter. They asked last year, under the watch of Commissioner Nowak's office, they requested their overtime from 18 to be moved to 19. They're asking the same thing from 19 to 20 to have their overtime. They are trying to pay down some comp time. So, in my opinion, any kind of comp time liability that we can pay down today versus, once in the future is always a good plan to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Non-departmental, like I said in last Commissioner's Court, you guys approved the DPS contract. We had already set the budget before we knew that the contract is going to increase, so that increase would give us so that it matches what the Commissioner's Court approved contract was. So regarding what the budget office recommended versus what the departments requested, on the county judge's office, I did recommend the whole $1,000 to be transferred from 19 to 20. For purchasing, I only gave them the amount of money that I thought would cover 100 hours of overtime and some professional services, so not the whole carryover that they asked for, but part of the carryover. For the judge's chair in the CCL one, I recommended $1,000. I do believe $1,000 will cover the purchase of a chair for those guys. For the furniture build-out for CCL 3, they did have a quote related to that, and they are planning on bringing it back to Commissioner's Court for approval. I did recommend that that we do that carryover just because they are planning on coming to you guys. And if you, at that point, do not approve the build-out, then we can move that money back to fund balance.
Was that discussed in the budget hearings just a few months ago?
So the way that you guys did the money for that is you guys gave court operations $10,000 and told them that they could see fit whatever projects that they thought they could use with that $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think between the Board of Judges that they did go through a list of remodeling, and we did get a list from Nate as to what the $10,000 would be divided to. These projects are not affiliated with that particular money. So I think these are...
So it's above and beyond what we approved in
yes,
the
sir.
Budget and for a court that we seem to continually to remodel these courtrooms, as was pointed out in the budget hearings by Tim.
Yep. So like I said, I wasn't going to be the one that told them that they couldn't have their remodel. I thought you'd bring that back to the court. If the commissioner's court decided that they didn't want to give them that remodel, then we can transfer that money back to fund balance
sure.
or to contingency, if that's what the court so.
Thank you.
CCL 5, same thing that I kind of did with CCL 1. They asked for $4,003 in carryover. I only gave them $1,000. They did talk a little bit about furniture, so I thought, well, maybe they need a chair as well.
Thank you.
And then rowdies will skip for now. And then for the animal services, I recommended the full $11,412 for the comp time pay down, and then along with the non-departmental to fund the contract. So total, the budget office is recommending transferring minus roughly $61,400 to the county judge's office purchasing CCL 1, 3, and 5, animal services, and non-departmental. That does require a motion.
All right. We have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amanda.
All right. Emergency management.
Morning, Judge.
Morning.
Morning.
I have two items before you today. 13A, consider, discuss, and approve the flood mitigation assistance application with Haggerty Consulting for consulting services and application preparation in the amount of $59,800. This is for repetitive flooding in Montgomery County. I ask you to name a funding source. This is for more property acquisition, more home buyouts.
Is this related to previous floods, or is this related to the most recent?
This is going to the previous floods, Harvey and Tax and Memorial. And we did this same application after 2016 with another consulting company. We were successfully awarded that grant. If we're successfully awarded this grant opportunity, we'll recoup that $59,800.
Yeah. Okay.
So we expect to recoup this?
That's correct, if we're awarded the grant.
Okay.
And if we're not, then we don't move forward. And
that's correct.
There's no.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We have
move, and just want to note in there that it is based on approval is based on receiving that grant, so we can have the opportunity to reimburse ourselves to $58,800.
Yep. Is there a second?
Second. Is that what funding source contingency?
What is our contingency balance, Amanda?
All right. We have a motion and a second.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
Item B.
Item B. This is a previously discussed agenda item with some previous approval after Imelda on the September 24th court date, where I stood before you and gave you a gentleman's agreement that I would not enact this until we had a federal declaration. However, as of today, we still do not have that federal declaration. The agenda item is back on, though, for some discussion. Consider, discuss, and authorize MCOHSEM to authorize Haggerty Consulting to conduct the damage site data collection. This will provide Montgomery County with the necessary flood damage data for future disaster planning efforts, and will also be used to maintain our compliance with the required NFIP program. This is a mandate from that program that we have to go out and do these substantial damage safety inspections on flooded properties. It's a requirement. It's an unfunded mandate. The original request was a little over $1.2 million. We've working with the Dan Wiles in the engineer's office, we've reduced the number of site inspections down considerably, so our current ask is $375,000. I will note that if you also remember, during those previous courts, out of the funding, out of the fund balance, we authorized Haggerty to do our debris management at $750,000, not to exceed $750,000. As of this morning, we are at $280,000. That will be invoiced against that original $750,000. Also, we, from fund balance, we enacted a not-to-exceed with Crowder Gulf at $1.25. As of this morning, we're looking at an estimated $500,000. Debris services have concluded, and so those are...
Both those numbers are close to final?
That's correct.
What happens if we don't approve this $370,000 for Haggerty?
We won't be in compliance with the floodplain program.
Why can't we use the why can't we earmark some of that funding that we took out of fund balance? Why can't we use that for the 59?
I believe you can. That's what
Commissioner, you can definitely do that. So we didn't actually we kind of earmarked it. We didn't file a formal amendment until we kind of wrap things up and he really figures out how much money he needs. So it is a fluid number that you can change. So if you wanted him to use that part of that fund balance, you definitely could do that.
Are we through with all the debris pickup?
We are, yes, sir.
And what was that number with Haggerty for that? Not to exceed 750.
It was not to exceed 750, and as of this morning, we're estimating 280,000.
Why don't we take that money and use it for all this?
So, and this is 370,000.
375,000. Yes.
375.
So we've got money. In the fund balance money that we moved,
yes, sir.
That will pay for both A and B.
Yes, sir.
I think we should do that.
Is there a motion?
Well,
you
we'll
have to go back and amend A.
I think it's better to just take that out of content. I mean, it's all the same thing anyway, but to take it out of fund balance on the, if we don't
no,
have
it's
to.
Already taken
it's
out.
Already out.
No, it's not out. It was just earmarked. Correct? So we haven't pulled it yet.
We haven't done a formal amendment because we're waiting kind of to see how much. That way, you know, we only have to do one amendment. Since
it's better not to hit
covered.
Fund balance.
Right.
Better not to hit fund balance if we don't have to, and we can use contingency right now.
For both of them?
Mm-hmm.
$400,000.
No,
I don't think that's
half of our contingency.
I hate to see us cut our contingency in half.
Commissioner,
we'll hit fund balance when we need. You want to explain?
Okay.
Mr. Auditor?
Rakesh, we have set up 750 and used 280. We set up, was it 1.25 and used 500?
Right.
So you got 500, you got about $1 million sitting there in what we have set up, or at least earmarked.
And the budget was approved with that.
That's right.
Fund balance
that's correct.
Adjustment
yeah.
made. It's not something new.
I think there's something else that we're gonna earmark out of contingency. So I think for now, let's go and do fund balance.
Okay.
It might be one of the subsequent items that they'll discuss later on. But
oh, there's something more coming.
There's what now? There's what?
Something else coming, I guess.
Okay. So not out of contingency.
Great.
Fund balance.
Okay.
So
do we have a motion
to that effect? I second Mike's motion. Yeah. To use fund balance.
Do we have to go back and amend?
Did he actually do the motion? Did you? You know, he wanted to take it out of fund balance. Or no, you want to take it out of contingency.
I want to take it out of the money that we've earmarked for this project.
Fund balance.
Yeah. Project.
Yeah.
That originally came out of fund balance during the budget session.
Right.
So that's my motion.
There you go. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Darren. Thank
Amanda, do we need to go back and change 13A? To use fund balance instead of contingency, or will that clear it up?
We do, Nick.
I think my motion addressed A and B.
Well, we,
I think
so we have a, no, 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 no. We have a, here's what we need to do. We need to go back and amend the first motion. We said it was out of contingency. We asked you guys if we had it. You said we did, but we're going to take it out of fund balance. So I'd like to make a motion to reconsider item 13A and change it from, as we do that, change it from contingency to fund balance.
Second.
Earmark.
You just rescind the motion on A and put it like you just made that.
No,
motion.
It just did. That's what we're doing.
You're going to get this so confused. Nobody's going to know what spot we're taking this out of. Metter's already confused. He makes a motion.
If I may. Commissioners, if let me share a thing. We already made a motion. We seconded it and we passed it on the first. Then, as we came to the second, we decided to do it out of fund balance, and we have all agreed. Now the question came up, should we amend the first motion? So we're now back on the first, and what I'm doing is, rather than including it in the motion we just made, I made a motion to reconsider and just change the wording and problem solve.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
But thanks for your input on that. We want to keep it as lack of confusing as we can. Well,
Darren Bailey, you're
good
now.
I don't think it did. But.
We're good?
Yes, they did for the days.
We'll help you. Okay, community development.
Welcome to my world.
To all of our world.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I'd like to consider and approve the 2019 funding agreement between HUD and Montgomery County. This is both CDBG, home, and the ESG grants.
Move. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to tax assessor and collector.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
McCray is at a conference, so I'm handling 15A and B for her. On 15A, consider and take appropriate action on proposed tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County, Texas and Levitated Metals Holdings, Inc. There's been some questions arise, so what we would like to do is move that from this week. We had given them 30 days notice where it could be taken up this week. We're going to move it to the agenda next week on that one. And then it will also come out on the agenda for the 19th as well.
Okay, so that's on item A, right?
That's on item A.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve it, to defer it?
I move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. B.
You're welcome. And on item B is to consider and take appropriate action on proposed tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County, Texas and Texas Tissue Converting. There's also a third party there, which is this is structured as a landlord developer leasing to the operating company. The landlord is Conroe BTS LLC, a Texas limited liability company.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. What I've handed you is Ms. McCray's a type of analysis that Ms. McCray has done with regard to this proposed tax abatement agreement. As you can see, it is the proposed it's a Category C under our guidelines. It's a term of 10 years, the first 6 years being 100% of taxes abated and then decreasing 20% each subsequent year for 80, 60, 40, and 20. Percent of the taxes abated in year 2029. This is part of the Conroe North Industrial Park. In fact, it's part of the additional acreage that they are adding to that. They've just done is approximately 30 acres of land. The proposed 400,000 square feet state-of-the-art paper converting manufacturing facility. At full capacity, it will create 150 new full-time jobs and we'll have the real property is going on the books now It's currently exempt, but it will be valued at $2,744,280. The improvements, the actual site improvements the company is going to be making is $25 million for the building, which will result in a total real estate improvements investment of $27.744 million. One of the large aspects of this is the manufacturing items, and so the manufacturing machines, which are integrated into the building, are $40 million, and that's the amount of fixed personal property that's going to be included. There's additional business personal property of $500,000 per, you know, on the roll for each year, and they anticipate $3 million worth of inventory for the year. That creates a total value adding to the property, total possible value on the tax roll of $71,244,000. Of that, 6.244 will not be abated. That is the purchase cost of the land, the 2.744, plus the business personal property and the inventory. And then the value that's abated is the structure of the improvement structure plus the machinery, and that's a $65 million worth of abated value under the schedule there.
So may I ask a question?
Certainly.
So on the land value, which is $2.7 million, and you show your tax year, which is 2020, they're going to be taxed on the land value?
Yes.
Which, how much are they getting now for it?
Zero.
Zero.
It's not exempt because it's owned by City of Conroe.
Okay. And the inventory, when will that go into effect? Will this
probably? I believe this one is scheduled. It should be in the second year of the tax abatement, or second year. So it should come on in 2021 or 2022.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Because they have to build the facility first. I think my recollection is the building will take approximately a year to build.
Well, if your tax on the 2.744. Without a calculator here, 2.744, is that the 27,943 gain, or is that
yes.
on the 5,744?
It should be on the estimated levy. The levy gain should be on the property value.
Property. Okay. Now, if they're going to have inventory in 2021, why is the land value the same? And
you're talking about the estimated levy gain on that?
Well, yeah, we don't see any gain from the $3 million in inventory if that's going to take place. Even if you went to the following year, because I see you have 50 employees in 2022. So let's say they don't have the inventory the first couple of years. But even at the third year, we don't see the bump in the 290. It still is at 27,943.
Right. That's probably an oversight on Ms. McCray's analysis.
Wait. Repeat that. Because what I see is she's showing.
Did you do the calculation? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She's showing that the total estimated loss to the county throughout the abatement time is $1.174 million, and that the offset by gain from real property, inventory, personal property is about $861,000. And I just went and checked her math, and I'm $2 off, but so that's close enough. So I still show that even after we take into account all this, the county still loses $1.1 million on this over 10 years.
If the facility is built and operated, if it's not,
about what y'all passed up on the tolls in 1 year, and we don't get anything for it. We're getting a $70 million capital investment here, one of the biggest we've had in that park. We're buying 30 acres. It's a positive, positive thing. And, I mean, you can pick it apart all you want to, but this is a competitive business. We all know that. We've been through this for years and years, mm-hmm. and it has worked. It's very, very effective.
Yeah. And it meets our guidelines.
Meets our guidelines.
Commissioner Metter,
we're very, very excited to have this company consider Montgomery County for their resting place. Do we have anybody here from Texas Tissue BD? Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming. Would you like to say something?
Sure. So I've been working with the We've been working towards this project for the last 6 or 7 years, kind of plotting this.
Yeah, you guys came several years back.
Yeah, so I can say I've been working with the company for about 6 or 7 years. The growth is pretty exponential. There's also additional plan for future phases, assuming this first phase, you know, we can come to terms. So there's wanting to be continuous growth. We are coming from Harris County, where, you know, obviously this structure was the key driver to come to Montgomery County, as well as making the large capital investment.
Well, we're very glad you're considering our county, and we're excited about having you.
Yes, I think, yes, sir.
How many employees again, and what's the average wage or average annual salary?
The average wage.
It's 150 employees. The average is
so it's also a specialized manufacturing, so it's going to be, you know, skilled labor. You know, again, the idea is a rapid amount of growth into the county with a positive investment.
The average is $39,000. Average wage.
If you go back to the question that I – is that all, Commissioner? I mean,
yeah, that's good.
Okay. Is just how we came up with – I'm not anti the company or trying to move away from it. I agree with Commissioner Metter in the capital investment and the employees. We have a real-life company here that wants to come. I'm just wondering how we came to the numbers, because if our value that estimated levy gain – if you have a piece of property that's not making anything and you're bringing in a taxable level of 27,943, what is that number based on? Is it 2744280, the value? Is it based on that? If that's the case, when will we pick up and show a levy gain from the inventory being included in that?
I think, again, I don't have the spreadsheet formulas in front of me. I do think what she did was use the taxable values for that entire column there in her formula. So the 27,943 was based upon the tax rate of the taxable value of 6.244. So it may be slightly off that first year or two, but after that it carries forward the inventory gain of three and the other personal property of 3.5.
Okay, so whenever the inventory does come in, it would be added to that figure.
I believe it's already added
taxable.
In.
Oh, in the 27.
I believe it's added into the 27,000.
Okay.
BD, thank you. I don't know if court knows, but I think BD spent about 16 hours yesterday phone calls trying to get this project put together without deferring it. I think the city's waiting to see what we do.
It's up before the city on Wednesday and Thursday, I believe. There are some legal issues that we were working through, some business issues, but mostly some legal issues we were working through on it.
Great.
So, with regards to recapture, in the event of a default, we do not expect a default.
These guys came to us 2 or 3 years ago looking at the park, and they decided to wait a while. They're back. We're excited they're here. Again, thank you for choosing Montgomery County. I move on this tax abatement.
Subject to the final legal.
It agreed late last 9 to 10 o'clock last evening. I do have the the form of tax abatement for your approval. If the court approves it, we'll have you sign it, and we'll submit other copies to both the operator and the landlord, and then we'll come back and file a completely executed copy at a subsequent meeting.
Excellent. So we have a motion.
You're welcome.
We have a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Congratulations. All right. As we move forward, adult probation. Consider and approve 2 remodeling projects. Yes. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. 16A, consider and approve 2 remodeling projects to adult probation building number 2 as proposed by building maintenance, not to exceed $3,500. The first proposal is to add a hallway into our training room so we can utilize the office space that is there while the training is going on, while the room is in use. The second is...
Speak right into the microphone, if you would.
The second proposal is to expand our waiting area. Right now, we can seat around 10 clients in there, and this expansion would increase it to about 20.
They've got the funding?
Yes, so they do have the funding in their budget. The funding has to stay in their budget, so what we will ask is that building maintenance will do a direct charge into their budget.
I move. Was this discussed during the budget hearings?
Adult probation doesn't run on our budget cycle. It is this, they're using the funds that they do get from the state on this, so we don't...
They don't come and speak to us?
Exactly.
I'll second.
Commissioner Riley, Commissioner Metz, any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion.
We do have opposition? Okay. And let the record note that Commissioner Metters is absent for this vote, 3-1. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. All right. County Auditor. Consider approved payment of accounts.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item 17A, consider an approved payment of accounts.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rakesh. Purchasing. Gilbert?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first item is to approve the contract for material testing and inspection with Geoscience, not to exceed $199,764. This is a Precinct 2 project.
Move.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes, sir. The second is an engineering services agreement to develop and construct Calvary Road with Blyle Engineering, $97,450. This is a Precinct 1 project.
Move.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
I guess Mike wants it. Can we put mine on his, too, while he's gone? Move.
We have a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Sir, the following is to award Project 1954. This is engineering services for Commissioner Precinct 4 with Amani Engineering, the total not to exceed $416,500.
Wow.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Big project.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gilbert.
Yes, sir. The next item...
That's nice.
Pull my stuff here real quick. The next item is to award Project 1924. This is for Commissioner Precinct 2. And the low bid on this is James Construction. And their bid price was $5,852,867.29.
What item is this on the agenda, Gilbert?
B2.
B2.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Opposed?
Motion. I'll work hard on that one.
Motion carries. Thank you.
The next one is to award Project 1960, the State Highway 242,
move.
Precinct
second.
2 project.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.
Yes, sir. This is Project 1962, Precinct 1 project. This low bid is Wade Con, $1,369,719.
1962 was a very good year, Gilbert. I
move. All right. Second?
And
sir.
And who's the second?
Not me. I'm not.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Riley?
Wade Con's not my.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Sir,
Number five.
The next one is bid 2001. This is a Precinct 1 project as well. The low bid here is Wade Con for $594,787.
Commissioner, you're aware that that's the same contractor that we had such hell with. All right, as long as you know.
I do. And we've done some research. Gilbert's helped me, and we're
good luck with it.
I get it, yeah.
They're doing a good job for us so far over there. We've been watching them closely.
Well, yeah, good. Thanks for the heads up.
Well, people do change. I mean, things get better. It was just a bad.
Hopefully, it'll be okay.
So, do we have a motion? We do have a motion to approve. Commissioner Metter, second?
Yeah, I second it.
Commissioner Riley, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Now we'll go to item C. This is take all appropriate action on bid 1945.
And I'd like to reject all bids and rebid the project. And when we do, I want to make sure that it's clear that I want the vendor prospective bidders to bid on Project A, Project B, and then a Project A and B as hopefully a discounted price, not just adding up A and B. And
can I add to your motion that we rescind the award of the bid?
No, yeah, absolutely.
We awarded this bid a couple of weeks ago, so we want to rescind the award
and defer,
and then reject all the bids, and then rebid it.
Rescind, reject,
reject, and rebid. The three R's.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Rescind, reject, rebid. Do we have a motion to that effect?
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed. Motion carries. Thank
you. All I got.
Thank you very much.
We'll start the bidding process right away.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We have deferred item 19A. We are still waiting on a contract. We have a motion to defer.
We don't need one. We just defer. We don't,
okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. We're going to recess to convene public hearings at this point. So, Commissioner Meadows, Precinct 1.
Consider the partial revision of Lot 6, Block 10, and portions of Reserve U, and Lots 4, 5, and 7, Block 10, is shown the final plat. Phase 1A, Blue Jack National, be known as Blue Jack Southern Living Enclave.
Is anybody here to speak about that? Right now, we have the plat is not ready, the notice has been mailed, and a letter of no objection from the HOA is in the file.
Okay.
So is anybody here to talk about it? Okay.
Okay.
Maybe you want to take B?
Precinct 2, yes.
Consider the partial revision of Lot A, Block 3, High Meadows Estate, Section 2, to be known as High Meadow Estate, Section 2, Partial Replat Number 2. This plat is not ready either, but is anybody here to speak on that? Nope.
All right. Commissioner Nowak, item 3.
Is anyone here to discuss this? No parking, no standing, no stopping sign for Glenlock Elementary? It's going to be great. No one's here to discuss it.
All right. D, Precinct 4.
Considering partial replat of residential. Residual track out of Deerwood Subdivision, Section 1, to be known as Deerwood Norte, Section 1. Is anybody here to discuss that?
Anyone here to discuss?
Is that somebody?
All right, so we, okay, all right, then moving on, we're going to reconvene the court and take appropriate action. County engineer.
21A is what we just had the hearing for on D1. So consider and approve the final plat of Deerwood Norte, Section 1.
All right, we have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed. Motion carries.
And
all right.
Do you also want to take action on Commissioner Nowak's
on my sign?
Yes.
It's already put up anyway.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve putting up the signs? Commissioner Nowak, Precinct 3, C1.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. We reconvene at Commissioner's Precinct 4, considering accept cashier's check.
Considering accept cashier's check, that number right there from Daniel Barrera and Associates PC in the amount of $5,000 for restitution for cause number 19010116. This will be deposited in line item number 615791. I moved that from the consent or had it done for this reason. A lot of people put some time into this. What this is in regards to was a gentleman that was he was manipulating fuel pumps and stealing fuel and pumping it into this box van, and the tanks somehow malfunctioned, and he dumped a tremendous amount of fuel onto the roadways over there in Precinct 4, I think along 99 and then 13, 14, and then back into a subdivision. And he had been doing this, taking this fuel in Liberty County and others, and I just wanted to commend the district attorney's office and the sheriff and the Texas Rangers got involved. They had been investigating this thing in Liberty County, and lo and behold, it gets down here, and this has this fuel spill, and it's nice to get some restitution for the county from time to time, and I really appreciate all those, the district attorney's office and the sheriff's department and the rangers for their efforts here. It is very dangerous, and it cost us some money in repairing the roadways over there from this fuel spill. So I wanted to give them command for that, so I move on that.
A second. Good work.
So there was a benefit, Commissioner. You've been on the bench for 20 years, right? Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, as we move on to, we have citizens' comments. Do we have any citizens who would like to come and share with us today? Yes, ma'am. If you would come forward, state your name and your purpose. I remind you that we have our process is 3 minutes, and thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you. My name is Amy Hamrick. I'm in Precinct 3. I'm coming to speak today about really the disgraceful behavior that happened during early voting during the November election this year. It has always been a problem at South County, early voting with a mass of campaigners there, and a lot of them are very considerate of the voters, and unfortunately, few are not. Myself, this time when I came to vote, was sitting in my car before I got out to vote, and somebody who was running for office actually came and knocked on my window to talk to me, which I think is completely out of bounds. But even more troubling, and the reason I'm here today, is the behavior of some individuals, including some people who serve on Election Day as election judges, and so they should know better, yelling at people who are coming to vote, yelling at other people from other campaigns. There was almost a fistfight in one video that I saw. And the problem is that nobody does anything about this. There are several entities that have jurisdiction over that area. I believe Commissioner Nowak, because it's his community center. The election judges have the authority. The sheriff's department has authority, and nobody took any action. And to expect voters who know nothing of the problems between parties and campaigns to come and step into this and vote is just ridiculous. I mean, people are going to drive in there and see fistfights happening in the parking lot and turn around and leave and not vote. And is that really the kind of environment that we want to have at our early voting? I think it's disgraceful. I do remember, I believe, the last commissioner's court, if not two times ago, that you all signed off on the slate of election judges. And I would ask maybe that you take a little bit more consideration in the future of some of these people, because, like I said, at least one person that was involved in one of these altercations is an election judge on Election Day, and I think that that should not be tolerated. Thank you.
Thank you for coming and sharing. We appreciate it so much. Is there anyone else? Yes. If you would come forward, state your name and your purpose.
I'm Rashmi Gupta, and a resident of Woodlands, and live in the Precinct 3, also a candidate for the last election of the Woodlands Township. I'm here to express my disappointment and concern during the early voting at the South Montgomery County location. As Amy had mentioned, all that was pretty much directed towards me and my campaign. The Tea Party, Golden Hammer, Eric Yalik, Kelly Cook, John Wirtz, collectively are responsible for the harassment and intimidation to me at the polling location. This was not a conducive environment for the voters to witness. This practice has to stop. I did call you, Commissioner Nowak, as you had the jurisdiction of the area. You were notified. The constable office responded, and the election judge was notified. But there was no recourse to me. And I just got an answer, reply, that we cannot do anything. As for the election judge, this was beyond 100-foot marker. No crime was created, according to the sheriff's office. And you said it was freedom of speech. My signs were thrown by this group, causing me, placing my signs over them and accusing me that I had put signs in front of theirs. I have pictures, I have videos to prove this, that from day one, we had our signs placed, and they are the one who came and started doing very petty things about fighting over signs. I think as a county and as a resident, we all need to grow up and behave in a civil manner. This was very disgraceful behavior. I therefore request you to please draw some guidelines for the next election that will ensure peaceful canvassing and voters find a conducive environment to come and vote. Your support and intervention are very important in this matter. We certainly do not live in that environment, and we are not that people to come to those tactics to win election. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming and sharing with us today. All right. Are there any other citizens who would like to come forward? Make comment? Yes, if you would come forward, state your name, your purpose.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Majors Bacha, and I'm here today. I was just here to listen, but I didn't realize that I would have the opportunity to speak, so this is easy to do. I was on Rushmi's campaign team, and I personally witnessed the voter intimidation, and I have also witnessed the bullying and intimidation that happens as a result of the Tea Party. I know that I've said this a million times, but I moved to the Woodlands in 1978, so I care deeply about our community. I understand that to win in office, you have to have the support of the Tea Party, but I believe that our community is better than this, and I am personally going to make sure that if you align yourself with the Tea Party, that your judgment should be questioned. So I encourage every one of you to get on the bandwagon and tell them that their behavior is 100% unacceptable, and if they continue to do this, then we're not going to let them stay out here anymore. They can just go somewhere else. There's no reason for them to do what they're doing to our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it so much. Are there any other public comments from our citizens? All right. I have one item. Please note that next Friday morning, commissioners, just as a reminder that we're going to meet here for canvassing of our election, or excuse me, well, next this, I apologize, this upcoming Friday for our canvass, for our elections canvass. And with that in mind,
you guys,
do I have a motion to?
I'm not going to be here for that.
Okay.
So hope y'all have three.
Very good. Do we have a motion to
adjourn?
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it so much.